This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, how about that? A little Despacito to open up the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on the first Friday of the new year. Happy 2026, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Friday as well. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Good vibes are always on tap at Funky Buddha. And it's this Sunday, the season finale, regular season finale for Miami Dolphins, and that means your last chance for the awesome Eat the Enemy menu offerings that we've been following all season long at our friends with our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So this will be your last chance. The Dolphins play the Patriots Sunday at 4:25. I'll remind you, Game Day on Sensor starts at noon on Sunday, but my guess is, you know, Hawk's always texting Chef Jeff over at Funky Buddha asking him what the Eat the Enemy menu offering will be prior to that Sunday's game. And I don't think we ever got official word from Chef Jeff, but Dolphins played the Patriots once already this season, if you go back to week two. And I believe it was a lobster roll, and that would be my guess for this upcoming Sunday. So make sure to check out our friends at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Just a great place to watch the game regardless, and watch Florida Panthers hockey if you can't make it out to Lone Depot Park tonight. We've got a lot of stuff happening right now in front of me. So if you're just joining the show, Hawk, Crowder, they're off. They'll be back on Monday. Hawk's actually coming out tonight to Miami. He's making the drive down here to be at the Winter Classic, which is where we've been live since 2 p.m. Appreciate Doug Plagans, who joined us in the previous segment. I'm up in one of the broadcasting booths. I'm overlooking, it looks like Luis Fonsi is doing a little bit of a check. Look at that, Jimmy. I don't know if you could hear it. You were just playing Despacito to bring me in. And Luis Fonsi is going through a little mic test, and they're playing Despacito here. You're going to be able to hear that later on tonight. How about you, Jimmy? Good call with the music, man. It's like you planned that up. It's like you got the schedule over here for all the stuff that they're working on before the game.
Or they could be listening.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what it is. But I'm pretty much dead center overlooking the rink here, and it really is. I've been saying it throughout the entire show. It's just a vibe, man. Like, all the stuff happening outside, the fan zones, the different food offerings happening all around Lone Depot Park. And if you're going to be able to be here, we were just looking at the cost of tickets right now on the secondary market, and it's tough. You got to pay a pretty penny to be in the building tonight. But for those of you who are going to have the chance to be here, it is going to be awesome. Now, we have a lot to get to here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, because not only do we have a big hockey game, but we have a big Miami Dolphins football game, the last one of the season coming up on Sunday. And when I say big, for the Dolphins, doesn't really have much meaning. We know they were eliminated from playoff contention. Perhaps, as we've discussed a couple times already today, could help Mike McDaniel in terms of trying to keep his job, could help Quinn Ewers in terms of trying to secure himself an actual starting job next season. But for those of you interested, the New England Patriots, they released their injury report, and there's quite a few names that are going to be missing this game on Sunday. So questionable, Jack Westover and Charles Woods. They're both questionable for the game, but the Patriots, they're going to be without four starters against the Dolphins on Sunday. Harold Landry, linebacker, is going to be out. Robert Spillane, linebacker, is going to be out. And then they're going to be without their guard, Jared Wilson. And then their defensive lineman, Tonga, is going to be out as well with a foot injury. So four starters out for New England. Expect Drake May to play. Expect Drake May to play the entire game unless, you know, they're up big and the Denver Broncos are up big as well. Then maybe that could change. Their only shot at the one seed is the Broncos lose on Sunday and the New England Patriots end up winning, and then they would secure the one seed. I want to go through some of the lines for those games, but I was just reading on CBS Sports. They kind of have like a live tracker leading up to the final week of NFL regular season football, what changes can be expected after week 18. And I saw the Titans released a letter to their fans reshaping how their front office is going to look. And then they were, you know, ranking potential openings based on quarterback situations. I think that's interesting as hell. But this one really stuck out to me. We all know Sunday night you're going to get the Steelers and the Ravens. Winner wins the division, earns a spot in the playoffs. So win and you're in, lose and you're eliminated in the AFC North. And the question is, could the losing coach of Ravens-Steelers be fired? John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin? If they lose, if they miss the playoffs, is that pretty much it? And I think a pretty good case can be made for both of those coaches to move on. You already see the tea leaves in terms of Lamar Jackson versus John Harbaugh. Omar Kelly was on with us a couple days ago. He thinks the reports of Lamar wanting to come to Miami are more so a locker room divided in Baltimore, where it's going to end up being Lamar or John Harbaugh, that those two just don't see eye to eye, and the Dolphins are kind of being used in that situation to add leverage one way or the other. But we've talked a ton about whether or not, if Mike Tomlin became available, is that somebody that you do whatever you can to go after and bring them down here to be the next head coach of the Dolphins? I think both those guys, Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, are in that conversation where if they become available and you're Stephen Ross, I mean, I don't think you think twice about it. You move on from Mike McDaniel no matter what, and you go get one of those two guys. They're proven winners. They both won Super Bowls, and they've establish what you want to ultimately establish, and whatever comes next in the next iteration of the Miami Dolphins and whoever ends up being the general manager. I don't think you could start off any better than having one of those two guys, but it's just fascinating to me as a longtime suffering Miami Dolphins fan who has lived 25 years without a playoff victory, just three playoff appearances in that span, and this constant carousel of head coaches not being here longer than 3 years. Mike McDaniel, really the only one that got to that fourth season to look at, you know, very stable situations with the Baltimore Ravens and with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're thinking about moving on considering they're just one game out of clinching themselves a playoff appearance. Really is wild. In terms of that ranking I was speaking of, potential NFL head coaching openings by quarterback situations, make no mistake about it, number one atop of the list is the Baltimore Ravens. No doubt, I agree with that 100%. Number two, according to them, would be the Cincinnati Bengals. If the Bengals end up moving on from their head coach, they have a young quarterbacks with upside tier, the New York Giants, obviously, and then the Tennessee Titans with Cam Ward and Jackson Dart. That makes all the sense in the world. And then this is where the Miami Dolphins come into play. The next tier, which is questionable quarterback futures. Number one is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They write Baker Mayfield is under contract, only one more season, and he hasn't been as good over the last part of this season under a new offensive coordinator after Liam Cohen left them yesterday to take over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then number two is the Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa is not long for Miami. So kind of up in the air there in terms of what the Dolphins are going to look like next year. And I think right now kind of all come to the unanimous agreement of nobody really knows. There's just no real way of knowing exactly what Miami is going to look like. Let's get to headlines here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. I'll remind you, Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. I just saw Billy looking great. Doug Plagans threw on his tie. They'll be live starting at 8 p.m. Kevin Rogers will get you started with the pregame show out here from Lone Depot Park. If you want to come find me, I'll be out here, but I'll be looking for the flan fogato and the calle ocho loaded poutine that we were talking about earlier. Man, some of the menu offerings that they're throwing down out here at Lone Depot Park for the Winter Classic look fire. La Caja China Pan con Lechon, which is out in West Lot 3, where the West Plaza is. Fans are out there. There's a bunch of exhibits, interactive displays, attractions, hockey-themed attractions out there. I'm going to go try to find some of that, but I'll be where the loaded poutine is, the calle ocho loaded poutine and the flan fogato, no doubt about it. Or I'll just be out in left field where they have the Islas Canarias stand, and I'll just be throwing down croquetas as well. That sounds pretty good to me. The Miami Hurricanes, they're going to play Ole Miss in the college football playoff semifinal in the Fiesta Bowl. The Miami Hurricanes and the Fiesta Bowl meet again, but slay that dragon of Ohio State. That Fiesta Bowl doesn't seem as dangerous as it once does. There were rankings that I was reading in CBSSports.com, college football grades from all the quarterfinal teams. And it starts with the number one seed, Indiana. They give them an A+. They rout Alabama 38-3, no question about it. Number two, Ohio State. They gave them a D grade. Ohio State, they write, was rarely tested this season, and it showed as the Buckeyes wilted down the stretch with poor offensive showings in the Big Ten Championship and then the college football playoff quarterfinals. It took Julian Sayin too long to find a rhythm, and the Buckeyes weren't nearly as disruptive on defense as Miami. Star receiver Jeremiah Smith came to play, but Ohio State looked like a team lacking the mental and physical makeup required to meet the physical challenge that the Miami Hurricanes posed. And man, when I read that, I was like, F yeah, man. I love that. The Hurricanes took it to Ohio State. Just a legendary day. That's going to be one of those that I think all of us Miami football fans, Hurricanes fans, will remember that one for a very, very long time. And then I'll skip ahead to what they said about the Miami Hurricanes. As the number 10 seed, they give the Hurricanes, obviously, an A grade. Mario Cristobal's vision, they write, for Miami football came to life in a long-awaited flash of glory as the Hurricanes physically imposed their will on the reigning national champions. Ohio State struggled to hold up against Miami's front seven, while the Hurricanes' offensive line consistently opened lanes to move the chains and control the clock. Keontae Scott's 72-yard interception, they write, for a touchdown, delivered the type of game-changing moment every team needs on a championship run, and I could not have said it any better myself. That's one of those, where were you when it happened? And I mean, it's New Year's. Everybody knows where they were, but that's one of the best moments in college, or Miami Hurricanes football in two decades. That play right there probably is number one. I mean, you can think of a couple others, right? You can think of the Trajan Bandy pick six. You can think of the Halloween miracle when Miami was at Duke and they had all the 37 laterals to go score a touchdown. But, I mean, when you compare the implications in both of those games, I mean, Miami-Notre Dame, that game at Hard Rock Stadium, to be a top-five team hosting Notre Dame and take them down the way that you did, there were implications in that game. But it was a regular season, right? You can't compare it to what Keontae Scott did. That easily is the best play of Hurricanes football since the Larry Coker era, and it was absolutely insane. Just to finish out headlines here, the Miami Heat, they're going to play tomorrow. No Tyler Hero. Again, they're coming off their biggest win of the season yesterday against the Detroit Pistons. They've won four straight, and they're going to have the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, in town tomorrow. That'll be a 5 p.m. tip-off tomorrow. The Pelicans will be in town on Sunday, a home back-to-back for the Miami. That game will tip off at 6 p.m. So Sunday you'll have Game Day Uncensored, and then after that I'll get you started pre-heat at 4:45 for a 6 p.m. tip-off from the Kaseya Center. Tomorrow we'll have a 3:45 p.m. pre-game show beginning, and then tip-off will be at 5 p.m. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert will be on the call. But I'll remind you once more, tonight you'll want to be locked into WQAM because it is going to be an epic broadcast tonight for an absolutely epic game between the Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers. Your weather, it's sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. It's beautiful in here. The roof is about to open. You can see the sun setting already across the Miami skyline. My weather app says it's 66 degrees. The low tonight is going to get into around the mid-50s, right around the time puck drops here. But it's going to be great. It's not even going to be the warmest Winter Classic game, according to Appel, who was with us earlier, in the history of these games. So anybody up north complaining that this isn't hockey weather, that the game should be played up north where it's freezing, this won't even be the warmest Winter Classic ever. The weather cooperated down in South Florida. They'll be able to open up the roof here at Lone Depot Park, and absolutely cannot wait. This is going to be one of those really memorable moments down here in South Florida. Looking forward to it. The Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show continues live from Lone Depot Park, the site of tonight's Winter Classic. You'll hear all the action here on WQAM. We'll take a break, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
5 o'clock hour, final segment of the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, live from Lone Depot Park for the Winter Classic. I'm ready for some hockey, ladies and gentlemen. I'm ready for some hockey in Little Havana. Never thought I'd say those words, but we have officially arrived. We're just over about 2 hours from puck drop here at Lone Depot Park, and I'm really, really looking forward to this game tonight. I didn't think I'd be as excited for this game as I am, but once you walk into this arena, once you walk into this stadium, hard not to get excited looking at the ice, as we've talked about all show long, and it's been a really fun show, and still a lot more to get to here on QAM before we get to the Winter Classic. You're going to have a best of high school sports show with Larry Bluestein coming up. Before we get there, though, on the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, good vibes on tap. Figured we'd run through the NFL lines one final time here. Didn't really get to do it earlier in the show. It starts with Tampa Bay, Carolina, a game that is tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, one of two games tomorrow that has implications, playoff implications. Winner ends up winning the division, and Tampa Bay continues to be a three-point favorite at home. The San Francisco 49ers, they're going to play Seattle. That game also has major implications. San Fran at home, a two-point dog against the number one overall seed in the NFC. How about the Seattle Seahawks, ladies and gentlemen? Insane. And then on Sunday, Minnesota, nine-point favorite at home versus the Green Bay Packers, who are pretty much benching everybody. Houston is a 10-point favorite at home against the Indianapolis Colts. The Giants are three-point dogs at home against the Dallas Cowboys. The Bengals are 7.5-point favorites at home against the Cleveland Browns. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, 13.5-point favorites. I think that's the largest spread of the entire week. 13.5-point favorites at home versus the Tennessee Titans. Insane. The Falcons are 3.5-point favorites against the Saints. And the Rams, that closes out your 1 o'clock window. The Rams, 8-point favorites against the Arizona Cardinals. Las Vegas, a 5-point home dog versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And then you get into the games that we're all really worried about. Denver, they can lock up the one seed. They're 12.5-point favorites against the Chargers, who are not playing anybody in that game. The Bears, 3-point favorites at home against the Lions. The Eagles are 4-point favorites against the Washington Commanders. Buffalo is an 8-point favorite against the Jets. Mentioned New England, 11-point favorite against the Miami Dolphins. And then finally, Pittsburgh at home, 4-point dog against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. So an exciting final week of the NFL season is coming up. As I mentioned, High School Sports Show, a best of edition, is coming up from 6 to 7:30, and then you're going to get the Winter Classic, starting off with Kevin Rogers and the Panthers pregame show at 7:30. That'll lead you into Puck Drop just after 8 p.m. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay will be on the call. Thank you very much to Josh Appel, who was with me for the first 2.5 hours of the show today. George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, he joined us. Always appreciate his time. Doug Plagans, who is the absolute best. Can't wait to listen to his call tonight here in the booth. Appreciate him for stopping by as well. Thanks to Steph, our engineer. Great work out of him as always. Thank you very much to Jimmy, who had a fantastic week producing for us. Happy New Year to you, buddy, and I always appreciate your hard work. And thank you to all of you who tuned in. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget tomorrow, the Miami Heat will be in action. I'll have preheat beginning at 3:45 for a 5 p.m. tip-off from the Kaseya Center. Sunday, Game Day Uncensored starts at noon. Tobin and I will be live right here on WQAM. So a busy weekend of sports, starting off with the Winter Classic tonight coming up here on WQAM. Everybody, enjoy the Winter Classic. Enjoy your weekend, the first one of 2026. And I will speak with you tomorrow and Sunday, but Monday here, back with Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Adios, Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.